So we're holding it for Roydas Anik Bezeh B'Shabbos, I think. Yeah. It's the middle of Kol Yisrael. Yeah. Okay. So he says he's speaking about how come we say it on Shabbos specifically. One of the nekudas that he's going to answer is why B'yuchad Uwam the Mesakin say it on Shabbos. V'Roydas Anik Bezeh B'Shabbos. So first of all, It's an oineg that we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us and so on. So Shabbos is certainly a zman when it's a good thing to have that oineg. But he says there's more. Ki Shabbos ein sofik shomeira al madreges Yisrael. Shnosem yoy menuch shasachol umeis. So this in the yichud of that zman is something that is specific to Klai Yisrael. I think, in a sense, even more than other Yontovim. Because other Yontovim, the Pshat is, Pesach is for Klal Yisrael. Pesach is our Gula, Sukkot is the Nisim. But Shabbos is about the Bria Seulam. So Be'etzim Shabbos is Shayach to Umos Seulam. Umos Seulam could have been keeping Shabbos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miyachid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachid to Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that Shayach to Mesoilam. Ukemoish ana omim betfilas yisach moishav lo nesata gei aratzos lo inchalta lev de psulim umnosa shkarelim kizeh yakov shavah macharta. So in the teifis of the Lashon Shemayin Esra, with teifis 3 in Yonim, that Mesoilam are excluded. Zohar Gimel Dvarim, Shalei Nosna Shabbos Gai Rotzois, Lo Le Psilim V'Lo La Reilim. So you have three different inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdilos. Ki HaShabbos Hu Kodesh Al HaShem Yisparach. V'Lochein Mishu Noite V'Sar HaShem Yisparach En Roi Le HaShabbos. So the first thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Shabbos is the day that Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B'Meila, anyone who has some sort of deviation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not shaykh to it. Now, what are the three things? Ukineged shivim umois veim goya rotzois Hashem sov Hashem yisbarach letzad yimin. So that's goya rotzos. Two, v'leinos haShabbos la'oyv de psilim Hashem sov Hashem yisbarach letzad smoil. Gam kinein roi Shabbos, v'gam b'menuchas sheishka reilim, shem sorim in Hashem yizbarach, mitzat p'chisusam v'shiflusam ba'atz Hashem reilim, en roi lehem haShabbos. So he says like this, there are three in Yonim. Shabbos is the end goal of all the Mahalchim. Because everything we're doing is for Shabbos. The Mahalchim that deviate from it deviate in three Ophanim. One is Yimin, one is small, and one is that he never gets there. Let's explain it, let's understand it, what those in Yonim are and so on. Anytime the Yemin, the Tzad Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mid of Chesed, but it includes in itself a Mokum Chisorin, that when overdone, the person tends to get swamped in the Chesed itself. So the Moshel, if I give somebody a meal, that's great. If I overstuff him with the meal, so he forgets who's giving it to him, he becomes shakur on the chumriya shaboy, and that is doesn't allow him to get the further matara. For instance, let's say I have a meal that I want to discuss a certain business venture with you. So to do it over a meal is wonderful. If I overstuff you with the meal, you don't have the cheshik, you're just kind of tired, or you're just into the food, and that's that. Shabbos, the those who deviate to the right are those who become too enmeshed in the chaimer, and that's goye ha'aratzos. In other words, they are goye ha'aratzos. Their mohus revolves around things that are physical, tangible, physically pleasant, and so on. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you go in that direction, you'll never get to Shabbos, because Shabbos is a tiny ruchni. The second one is Oivdei Psilim. An Oivar Avodah Zarah is Be'etzim a Baal Avodah. He's sacrificing comforts and giving to Avodah Zarah. His deviation is Mitzad de Mahalchei Avodah. Psilim Avodah Zarahs are very self-demanding, and Avodah Zarahs there's no in the yachas of people to Avodah Zarahs, there's no musig of chesed and so on. Avraham Avinu, who came along and was the one to be mafkia from Avodah Zarah, his midah was a midah of chesed, and that midah seemed to have been instrumental in moving people away from Avodah Zarah, because on the tfisa of Eivar Avodah Zarah, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that the Avodah Zarah is a mean, selfish entity, and it demands a price for everything, and that's that. That's the Mahalach HaRuach of those type of people. Then the third one is, Me'asu Sharela means, so just like if I have to drive and hit a target, so there are three ways in which I won't do it. One is if my steering has a rightward bias. In other words, instead of going straight, it drifts rightwards. If it does that sufficiently enough, it's going to miss the straight, the mark. If I have a leftward bias, we'll miss it also. And if I don't have the energy that it takes to get to the end point, I don't have the drive, or whatever it is, or I don't have the physical wherewithal, then it also doesn't work. So he says over here, Keneged, these three kitos of people, you have these three in Yarem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to Goya Ratzis, and Bemela, that includes any umis that are Shakua in the Gashmis. He didn't give it to Evdi Psulim, these are umis Oilim that are Toya in Avoida and Hushabi and so on. And then Begamus Yashayelim means if the person's Chais Erech, he doesn't have a makom over there. Doesn't find himself a makom over there. So those are the three dargis of people in relationship to Shabbos. Now he goes back again to re-emphasize the point. Kilezer Yaakov shenikru Yeshurun. Zer Yaakov is called Yeshurun, the ones that are straight. Shenoite loy tzad yemin v'loy tzad smol. Shayach haShabbos. I guess if we can apply it in a mahalach, it would work like this. Imagine Klal Yisrael is called Yeshurun, which means that they do everything exactly where it's supposed to be, and their mechuvin is for the right purpose. They target the right thing. Anybody else has a netiyah one way or another way. The Shabbos is shayach to the Shem Yeshurun, which is Yaakov Klal Yisrael, as it's capable of going straight and directly to it, and b'meila, that's where it's shayach. hame aniga Shabbos noise nachas Yaakov shulvim mitzarim v'havin ze. So this is shayach bemes to Zer Yaakov, and Shabbos is shayach to Zer Yaakov amiti, and that's why he says over here the these chesroinus are go against that emes or that yeshura. It's also, I guess, if you can use a mashal a little bit, if somebody sends somebody to do something for him, so you would like to think that the person goes straight ahead and does it, but a lot of times the person gets off track, and the reason he's doing it for me is not 100% because I want it, but there's some other inyanim involved that he feels that he likes, that he wants, he's attracted to. So it's already not l'shem shemayim. It already has other factors to it. If I'm doing it kula l'shem, then it's kula yasher. You know, any negi of yourself would be sort of like bending the rays, let's call them, in your direction. Okay, he says umipnei kena me'anegas haShabbos noisen lachnas Yaakov shulim mitzarim. Since Yeshurun is not noitel yamin v'smoil, so this is the nachas Yaakov Aviv. That's Yeshurun. That's called the nachla b'li mitzarim. Havin ze. Let's go back to the original mashal. If a person's activities towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu are l'shem shemayim 100%, so now the person is focused on that. And it goes there. So the direction it goes in is be'emes as infinite as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I send something along to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only kavana and the only mahalach is to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's there. If I have a little bit of some other interest in it, a little bit of self-interest, then I'm sort of, looks like I'm beholding a magnet, it's pulling it a little bit my direction. And b'meila, it's crippled. The Klal Yisrael's Yeshurun is an absolute must for Shabbos. Shabbos is the end goal of the Bria, and the end goal of the Bria is only realized if you go through the exact midpoint all the way along. And on the other hand, there are nesionos about it because of it. So Yaakov's nachla is b'li mitzarim. The only thing that could be b'li mitzarim is if I'm doing everything straightforward l'shem shemayim without anything personal. Let's give a mashal in a little bit of a different area, but similar. If let's say I'm learning Torah, and I'm doing it because of a matara, a specific matara, I want to say a shir in a specific place or whatever it is, my learning will be as much as the shir, and as long as I'm saying a shir, as much I need for the shir, and so on. That's one mahalach. When I'm saying something that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, when I'm learning because he wants it, then the gvul is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As infinite as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that's how many different Ifanim I'll pick up. But if I'm doing it with something specific in mind, it's going to be limited. Nachl B'li Mitzarim is only Shayach if you hit onto the Lishma straightforward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's endless. So as you learn, you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get more involved, but there's no end to it. So that's why we have these three things, because it's telling us what are the miles of Yisrael and why only they roy for Shabbos. Shezman mincha al Shabbos, shal Shabbos meir al madrigas al yoyna. vim ki ein kan mekoymoy mikol mekoym vishvul shno goloym el dvarim she mishas kol yisoy shechelkem haba vaperik atzmoy u mishir magdach hanu chulu kde sheidu yisro madigosno yoyna af him begolus yesh lefarish se yesh lefarish dava zil av minaga zilomenoka. So he says, once I started talking about Kol Yisrael Yashem Chelik and so on, then I'm going to explain why it is that we say it before, why we're not to say this speak before, even though he says it's something that goes beyond what I was planning to do and so on. So he says like this. You know what, we'll hold it here. It's a new nekuda. It's a quite an extensive nekuda about the different elements of Shabbos. Any questions, anything? Yeah.